Chapter 28, Building a Strong Professional Network. Networking is not about just connecting with people. It is about connecting people with people, and people with ideas, and people with opportunities. When I talk of networking, we need to understand it is not only about having contacts. That means I would say that I have so many visiting cards, business cards of other people. That is not networking. Networking is building and maintaining relationships. The more I connect with people, the more I will understand their views, their thought processes. The more I will understand how others think in relation to, for example, a particular business, a startup, right? And of course, when we talk of networking, if networking is done appropriately, then definitely it is all about opportunities which come into picture. So the following concepts will be covered in this topic. What is networking? Benefits of networking? Who all can be included in your professional network? Steps to build a professional network? Myths about networking. So there are a lot of myths about networking. Like one myth is, for example, myth is something that is not a reality. So one myth is that it is about developing contacts. But after you develop contacts, you also need to stay in touch. You need to follow up. You need to have the skill to communicate and interact. That is something which you should have with you as an individual to progress through networking. And then last is the conclusion. What is networking? So we take this as the introduction. As you navigate or move ahead in your professional life, each connection you make can lead to better career prospects. Networking aims for professionals to connect with one another. So, you know, in simple words, networking is all about the so-called hidden job market. In simple words, networking will improve your confidence. It will help you to have more referrals. It will help you to connect with like-minded people. When you talk of networking, it will enhance your image. Why will it enhance your image? Because the more you connect with people, the more you connect with like-minded people, the more you will see progress, growth, and opportunities, the more you will understand what are the benefits. So there can be a whole lot of aspects and concepts. Networking helps you to achieve reliability and good performance. See, research has also said the more extrovert you are, when I say extrovert, the more you connect with people, the more you interact with people, what happens then? You realize that you are developing more and more confidence. If you are already confident, don't get overconfident. If you are already confident, then what will happen is that you will be able to conduct yourself well when you are interacting with others. You will be able to develop that kind of trust through the way you conduct yourself. See, what is very important when we develop connections, that kind of trust, that kind of image building, that ability to relate to that kind of image, right? Relate that to that kind of image. People can relate to you because of the way you conduct yourself, because of the standing you have in the market, right? So all these aspects will enhance your image. Since it is about making connections, these connections can provide you with advice and contacts that can enhance your business prospects. For any business to survive, it is important to network. Research says that it is very important that you stay connected with people. Why? The more you meet people, the more you will interact, the more you will be able to express yourself, the more you will realize that it is helpful for your business, right? If you're a very isolated person, or especially if you're an introvert, then what will happen? Then you will not feel like networking or communicating with others. You will not feel like interacting with others. But somewhere, this can be a drawback, especially when you are living in an era where it is important to connect with people. See, we are staying in very competitive times. Of course, online presence or social media presence is one important aspect, but it is also crucial to see to it that networking continues. Now, what are the benefits of networking? Networking increases your visibility. When you meet a diverse group of people on a regular basis, this can enhance your visibility, and this could be through gatherings, or even your visibility on professional networking sites can help increase business. See, what is important when I talk of people connecting with you? Now, if you talk of online presence or social media presence, one way is that when people go through your websites, so you're talking of consumer engagement. Then we talk of people who are very convinced with what is put up on your website when you talk of your goods and services. Then that consumer engagement is about conversion. That means you are realizing that it's not only about the traffic there, it's about the people who are actually interested and making purchases. Now, this is also partially because you are able to relate to people who have a different thought process, but at the same time, there are a lot of similarities. You are able to relate to people because you'll somewhere have a common goal when it comes to networking, right? So it is very important that when you talk of wanting that increase in business, networking is something that is required. Enhance self-confidence. By continuously meeting and interacting with people, you are stepping out of your comfort zone and you are building your social skills and confidence. The moment you step out of your comfort zone, it also means that you're able to relate to the people. You're not somewhere shy, you're not feeling uncomfortable, you are not somewhere living in that fear. You're willing to actually, you know, go out there and network. And this definitely will help you. See, the more people you interact with, the more you connect to people, you will realize there is a change and shift in your personality. You will see that, right? Then I talk of links. You should feel free to connect with people, and you can probably be a referral. You should feel free to connect with people and can probably be a referral if some of your contacts fits the need. So when I talk, if some of your contacts fits the need, that means somewhere, if person A is referring you, it is also because person A has that confidence in you. So when person A refers you to, you know, go for an interview, for example, since there is a vacancy in another organization, it is also because you have those skills, but it is also because person A knows you, knows your personality type. Person A is having the confidence in you to recommend or refer you somewhere. So it is extremely important that you feel free to connect with people. Who all can be included in your professional network? See, now the moment you start networking, you could network with one and all. You could network with your past supervisors. You could even network with your professors. You could network with your current colleagues, right? Your former and current colleagues. So a whole lot of people whom you can connect with. Having the right contacts in your professional network can prove to be helpful, since a large network of industry professionals can be of support for your professional goals. As individuals, we all have professional goals. And somewhere, if you have the right contacts, then it can make that path smoother. Definitely, those contacts will make a difference. But besides that, it should be about you, your professional goals, your ability to network selflessly, You do not have to network for selfish reasons and expect an outcome, but you have to network selflessly. The following people can be included to make up your professional network. One is your current and former colleagues. Then recruiters who specialize in your field. Recruiters, hiring managers, right? And especially if they are in the same field as you, that will make a difference. Peers from professional networks such as LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a professional networking site, right? Then professors and teachers. Gaining more knowledge about industry's prospects and difficulties. So, you know what? When you talk of network, it is also important that somewhere you are coming across people where you gain knowledge from them. So when actually we talk of who all are included, then you also talk about your ability to have more knowledge, right? Steps to build a professional network. Concentrate on right individuals. Now, what does this mean? Frankly, if you ask me, there's nothing about right or wrong. It's about maybe you are wanting to connect with people, probably because you feel that somewhere it'll serve the purpose. Someone else may feel it is better to connect with people because it can ideally help you as an individual. So make a list of the people who you know and a list of the people who are in the same field as you. So on one hand, who are the people I know? But on the other hand, are they in the same field as me? So that's what needs to be looked into. Spend time with your connections. Yes, you have to take out time. You have to be proactive. You cannot just very conveniently say, I'm busy, sorry, I don't have time. That's why I said you have to be proactive. So those in your network will be individuals who have similar goals to you. When individuals have similar goals to you, it also means that they are able to relate to you and your thought process, right? Create habits that will build relationships. Don't be selfish and call up somebody because you are looking for a job, otherwise you have never connected with them. Don't do that. Networking can also help you to support your well-being. Because somewhere, the more you relate to people, the better it will be, right? Somewhere at a subconscious level, let us all understand that it is very important to connect with people, be with people. It gives you that kind of understanding that people have varied perspectives. It gives you that kind of understanding that how, in spite of differences, we all want to work together. It helps you to understand the benefits. You are not doing it for a selfish reason, but it helps you to understand the benefits. Meaningful exchange of information, creating a bond, developing a rapport by being consistent, all are important for networking. So very important, networking also focuses on how to develop a bond, have a rapport, right? So somewhere when we converse with people who think similar to us, then that conversation takes a whole new meaning. But by default, it is important to build relationships, right? Make use of what you already have. Your professional network plays an important role in your career. Focus on quality over quantity. Don't say I connected with 10 people. It's not about 10 people. Even if you have networked or connected with 3 people, but is there meaningful conversation? Is there something to discuss? Do we have similarities in our thought process? That is what I need to understand. Be connected with people who are already part of your connections. Don't assume that now I've developed these new connections, so I will not bother for the ones who are already there. Connect with one and all, right? That's what it is. Utilize social media platforms. Well, social media platforms have definitely changed, you know, sorry, social media platforms. It has definitely changed our perspective and views on a lot of fronts, right? Because when we have our own profiles, say, for example, you talk of a Facebook profile, of a LinkedIn profile, right? We need to understand that how others are perceiving us could be through these profiles. So LinkedIn helps you to establish more contacts, right? Professional contacts. LinkedIn can help you on a whole lot of fronts, whether you're looking for a job, whether you want to stay connected with professionals. So a whole lot of fronts, correct? Then we talk of participate in network gatherings. The more you participate in various events, the more you will meet like-minded people. So somewhere it is important to participate in these gatherings. And when you participate in these gatherings, it is also important to understand that how you will be able to relate to people, right? Are you putting in effort to, you know, talk to one and all when these gatherings are there? Are you having that kind of personality where you stand out as compared to others? Are you able to have that skill to portray yourself in an effective manner? All those aspects have to be looked into. Steps to build professional network. Establish a win-win scenario. Seek mutual benefits and value, and identify your goals and interests for networking. When I say identify your goals and interests for networking, when you network, partially it may help you to solve a particular purpose, because you will say that, you know what, now you are looking for better job prospects. So you feel that, you know, what is it I can do via LinkedIn that people notice my profile? What is it that I can do? Can I really work towards my professional connections so that, you know, I somehow manage getting a job of my choice? Getting a job is one aspect, but getting a job of my choice is another aspect, right? So a win-win situation in networking will help you to build credibility, because both parties will benefit from each other, right? Always reconnect. See, supposing somehow you have not managed to stay in touch, do not feel guilty. Get to that level where you can reconnect, and you can always apologize to say that, you know, I'm sorry I was not in touch, but put in effort to reconnect. Regular follow-up is the best way to connect, but reconnecting is where you probably feel, now I've lost touch, how do I reconnect? Don't hesitate, just go forward. Lastly, any relationship is based on trust, respect, and integrity. And these traits are required for networking. Be as genuine as you can. Be authentic. Be truthful. Because these are traits that are required. Now we talk of the myths about networking. Myth is something which is not a reality, but people have these myths that only extroverts should network. So someone who's an introvert, who does not communicate much with others, who is a shy personality, cannot network. That is not the case. Networking is not about being in the spotlight, but it is about building a rapport based on mutually beneficial relationships. So when I say it is about building a rapport with mutually beneficial relationships, firstly, both sides have to understand that they would like to stay in touch, they would like to communicate, they would like to interact, they have a specific purpose too. That's what it is. But networking is not only for extroverts. That means they're trying to see people who are shy or have that fear to connect and interact with others. They can definitely break those barriers and put an effort to speak to one and all, to relate to one and all, to communicate what they have on their mind. So in today's competitive era, networking is essential for introverts as well as extroverts. See, we are living in very competitive times. So it is best that we put in effort to have a rapport. So if you are a shy personality, put in effort to change. That is what is important. extroverts may be comfortable with networking than introverts. So it is very important that if you are an extrovert, your personality is such that you will not feel shy at all. Now, the second myth, only job seekers have to network. No. Finding a new job is not the only reason networking is used for. Networking can be used for starting your business, expand your circle of friends, and it can help you to achieve your objectives. Now, definitely, it is not necessary that the more people you have via social media profiles, the more connected you are. Not necessary. You could have some 400 friends on your Facebook page or Meetup. But the thing is that how many can you really connect and relate to? But the focus here is that it definitely helps you get connected. So what we did at the start, right? We said connects people with people. So you are in touch with A, but A knows somebody else who is having a vacancy in their organization. So A has put you across to them. So this is how then you expand your network. And when you expand your network, achieving of your objectives is something that can be looked into. Right? The third myth, the main goal of networking is self-promotion. No, not at all. Self-promotion refers to communicating your interests and achievements with the goal of enhancing your professional reputation. See, what is self-promotion? How I am visible to others, visible in terms of social media profiles or visible as an individual too. I would take it at both levels. So what about my interests? What about my achievements? Right? What about my image? How do others perceive me to be? Now, the main goal of networking is not about only promoting yourself. It is about having that kind of rapport. It is having that kind of ability to discuss. It is having that ability to be creative with ideas. So communication is the key to actually networking. So the goal is to open the lines of communication and to work on relationships that focus on your growth and career. Only those with a lot of authority should influence or network. No, this is also a myth. Networking as an activity is for everybody. When individuals can offer mentorship and advice, networking gets easier. When you have someone who is actually, you know, far more experienced, who is guiding you, who is actually making you understand what is beneficial to you in your career, how networking can impact your future prospects, then it is not only for people with authority. Anybody can network. See, it is a skill to network. Yes, there can be a possibility that senior people are more comfortable networking than junior people. That is a possibility because senior people have that kind of experience, right? That is what it is. Conclusion. Thus, developing a strong professional network, which serves as a powerful tool, can lead to new opportunities and act as a catalyst for your career growth. So the more you connect with people, the more you network, definitely you will see more progress in your career. Before you begin networking, it is important to have a clear goal in mind. One goal can be, are you looking to progress in your career? Definitely, who does not want to progress? Right? So this is one clear question which you will have on your mind. Having diverse network of contacts can give you valuable insights that can help you make better business decisions. Definitely, you know, when you have diverse network of contacts, then what happens is that you are dealing with people from all fronts. You're dealing with people who have varied thought processes, and that will help you to also build your confidence, help you to progress And thus, networking is something that is highly essential. We have completed this chapter. Thank you.